This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, folks, I was explaining to our guest this week, Diane Tessman, that this show is, in a sense, computerized. Because I'll just tell you listeners, we do it in 12 separate segments. Each recording is edited down to a specific time. And GCN, our network, they set it up so it keys in the commercials. So when people ask us why do we have commercial breaks when we do, it's all computerized. And we have no control over the process, so we simply work within the process. But in scheduling Diane Tessman, I realize that she's very close to an old friend of mine, Tim Beckley. And I kept thinking, gee, I must have met her somewhere along the line, because for many years I worked two doors down from Tim Beckley's apartment in New York City. And it ends up, of course, that I didn't. We never met because you always lived too far from me, right, Diane?
Yeah, I'd been to New York City once or twice in my life, but it was when it was younger, when I was just about 20. I was there in the late 1960s, and it was pretty wild. But I didn't get to Tim's office or anything. Tim used to come and see me in Florida or San Diego, and I never had to go see him. I never met you before.
Well, consider yourself lucky. But speaking of meeting, a really strange story came my way, courtesy of our co-host, J. Randall Murphy. And that is, was it 20 years ago, Randall, you were picking up a book that Diane had written, and what happened next?
Well, I'm not actually sure if it was one that Diane had written or not. I spent some time fishing through my thousands of books to try and find the one that came to my attention. But Diane, did you and Tim ever hang out together or meet up at a UFO convention or anything like that?
Tim used to put on UFO conventions, and I did a couple back in the 1980s, and then I did three in the 1990s in Denver, Phoenix, and Palm Springs. It was his sponsored conferences, and I was a keynote speaker or sometimes just a speaker.
And I'm assuming he was there at these
conferences. Yeah, he was there, yeah.
Okay, all right. This fits perfectly then, because, well, I live in Calgary, Canada.
Uh-huh.
And I've been interested in this since I was a kid. I started collecting used books on everything and anything. Back in somewhere around the 80s, I started doing that. I mean, I'd read a number before that, but I really started collecting them then. And I would go to the used bookstores, and I brought home a stack one day, and I was going through them to check their condition. And this note fell out,
yeah,
handwritten note by you, to Tim, this saying something about you were going to meet. No, it wasn't anything. Well, it just says you were going to meet him at I think like the cafeteria or something along those lines. I have to find it and put it up.
You don't remember the title of the book? Was it one of my books or just a book? That doesn't make any difference, really, but I'm just curious.
That's just the thing. It may have been, but I can't be sure. I'm not even sure exactly what the note said. All I remember is it really kind of stuck with me, because I thought, oh, this is kind of cool. And at the time, I didn't even know who you were, and I didn't even know you were referring to Tim. It's somewhere along the way, I actually ended up becoming a member of Tim's UFOIL, UFO Investigators League.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, I began to wonder, and I looked you up, and I thought, oh, this has got to be right. And it's your name is right on it. So it could only be that Diane Tessman. There's a few of you out there, but not one that would be writing a note to Tim Beckley. So
no. The other lady makes hats in St.
Louis. Yeah, they're quite nice, actually. They're pretty.
Yeah, I can't make a hat, So it's not.
I just thought, you know, Tim's always on about synchronicities. I'm just imagining the journey of this little piece of paper from wherever you wrote it, on whatever table, you know, into this book through so many people's hands.
Yeah.
To a used bookstore in Calgary where I would read it and then 20-something years later end up doing an interview with you on the radio.
That's so, a big synchronicity.
It's really fun. Anyway, it's glad you're here.
Thank you.
Well, I think in terms of synchronicity, just the mere fact now that I worked two different jobs, two doors away from Tim Beckley's apartment is weird. I mean, God, think about this now. New York City is a pretty big place. I had moved to New Jersey and saw a job in New York, and I needed some extra money, so I took a part-time job. And the part-time job was at a place two doors from Tim. And I ended up working in that area probably 6 or 8 years. But of all the places people lived, that's going to be strange. Also, it was around the corner from where I had my first semi-full-time job. I worked with Jim Moseley at Saucer News, and he had offices at 303 Fifth Avenue, which is right around the corner. Beckley Manor, we call it. But seriously speaking, I worked around the corner, and then there was a diner across from that office where Jim and I would have dinner every night. So all this, working so many years within this small, small area, and I've lived in different parts of the country, this has got to be weird. But let's not deal with that kind of weirdness. Let's deal with other things. You've got a book out just now recently called Future Humans and the UFOs, Time for New Thinking. But before we look at the new thinking, Diane Tessman, we should look at the old thinking. What path led you to that book?
Well, I had two encounters when I was 4 years old. I guess they could be called abductions. And I kind of put them back in my mind. I always had a few conscious memories, but I went ahead with life. I became a teacher. I taught ESL, English as a second language, in the Virgin Islands and then St. Petersburg, Florida. And I raised my daughter, was a single mother, and we moved to San Diego. Well, back in Florida, when I... In my spare time from teaching, I was field investigator with APRO, the old Aerial Phenomenon Research Organization. This would be the late 70s into 1980. And I was briefly field state section director for MUFON in Florida. Not for very long because my daughter and I moved to California. So I met, back to Tim Beckley for a minute, I wrote him a letter for his UFO review because I had remained interested in the subject. I love Brad Steiger's early books and one, A Synchronicity, later became, through Tim, became friends with him and Sherry, who just passed on recently. She went to Brad. They were soulmates, if there ever were soulmates. And I had always been interested in UFOs and was with MUFON and APRO. And then when I moved to, Tim Beckley. So I forgot about him.
Tim, if he hears this, Tim Beckley will, of course, be very upset that you forgot about him, that you had the nerve.
Just for a second.
He'll forgive us.
So I wrote a letter to UFO Review, or it might have been an article, and didn't think much more of it. And then here came Tim Beckley down to Florida and from New York and took me out to dinner. And then when I went to when we moved to California, here comes Tim Beckley, and he was very, I couldn't get into teaching in California. I didn't have my master's. I planned to get into teaching. So it was a bit of a disaster. The rents were high, didn't have my master's degree, and then there was a recession in the early 80s, and they weren't hiring either. So Tim suggested that I start, first to do psychic readings. And I said, Tim, I'm not really a psychic.
Diane Tessman telling us about her background. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Diane Tessman, the teacher, and now the road to psychic because of Tim Beckley. Tell us more.
That talk about a bad influence from teachers to psychic.
Oh, well, that's Tim for you.
That's Tim. So I didn't really want to be a psychic, but I did have these serious UFO memories. and especially of one being or a man, for all intents a human, that I had encountered. So he suggested, too, that I start a spiritual newsletter. It was the early 80s, and the New Age was dawning. And I did, and it was very successful. So in a matter of a few months, I was no longer destitute in San Diego. Having been a teacher, it was really traumatic. I'm not qualified. I wasn't to do anything else. So it was a few hectic months there. But I started my own business then and did conferences, and he promoted me, but we always kind of remained separate in our business. He did publish The Transformation. That was my very first book, written on a garage sale typewriter. I paid $5 for.
Excuse me, what kind of typewriter? I'm always curious.
I don't remember what the name of it was. It was a real clunky one because it was old in the early 80s. It was at a garage sale.
It wasn't an electric typewriter then. It was a manual.
No, it was manual. That one was. Later I had electric typewriters. That's also how Tim played a part in my early career. Got me started. Gave me the biggest gift that he gave me was the confidence that I had something to offer in the UFO spiritual field. So that's my early career. But always hearkening back to that original experience when I was really very young, child.
I think children do have very interesting experiences, but they're often just sort of shuffled off by adults as, you know, the wild imaginations of children, not taken very seriously.
Yeah, in my case, it was more like, I mean, I've had people ask, well, do you think you're covering for the fact you were molested or something? No, absolutely not. I've looked into that, and Dr. Leo Sprinkle gave me some psychological tests before he regressed me in the 1980s, and no, it isn't a cover for that, but I did what children sometimes do, which is I just never mentioned it to anybody. That was partly because I was kind of a shy child who was an observer of life, but also my parents, both, they loved me dearly, but they were a bit dysfunctional as far as they were concerned. They argued all the time, and I had one brother, half-brother, 10 years older, who wasn't much of a brother, so I had kind of a lonely childhood, and this experience taught me to really love nature, and after it, I looked into Native American spiritualism and beliefs. When I was 6 and 7 years old, I was reading adult books on Native American beliefs. And we'd just go out in nature with my dog and my cats. And we had a farm in Iowa, so I could just wander safely. And I just kept it to myself, pretty much.
I want to ask quickly, Diane, do you have Native American ancestry or what?
No, but I don't. But the farm that we lived on had been used apparently by the Lakota before the white men drove them off for gatherings or maybe just to live on. But there was a creek there, Turtle Creek, and I moved back. It's where the encounters took place is about 2 miles over, because after living in a bunch of places during my life, I moved back to the same area partly with the idea of, well, I don't think the UFO is going to come back exactly, but I always wanted to return to Iowa. So, Iowa, everybody kids me because I say Iowa. That's what I would say is just Iowa. But anyway, Iowa, the land is so productive and rich, and yet it's just farmed out of existence, just chemicals poured on it year after year, and corn grown year after year of GMO corn. So, but I always loved the Iowa land. And I think the Lakotas echoed in the land that I grew up on is how that connection got there.
Well, your actual heritage is, I think, is it not Irish?
It's not all Irish, but I did fall in love with Ireland in a big way.
Oh, okay.
I have some Irish. But, yeah, Ireland grabbed me spiritually back in the 1990s, and I moved there for 5 years, my daughter and I, and our St. Bernard and seven cats. We all moved to Ireland for 5 years, and it was a wonderful. I left part of my heart there. It was a beautiful experience.
What brought you back?
Things in life. There was also a love affair that ended, quite frankly, and I couldn't make a living because the people that subscribed to my newsletters were so loyal that they still dealt with me when I was in Ireland, which meant they had to write checks, U.S. checks, and then they had to be put into Irish punts over in Ireland, and you would just think that customers would fall away and think, oh, I'm not going to bother. I don't even, you know, Ireland's a million miles away. I'm not going to deal with somebody that, and yet they stayed with me for those 5 years, but it was getting less and less, and I couldn't find any new people to, the Irish weren't really interested. They liked fairies and whatnot, but at that time, they weren't particularly into UFOs.
When you talk about this, Diane, I'm thinking here, we forget how difficult things were. You wanted to talk to somebody in Ireland in the 80s, prepare to pay a really, really big phone bill. Sending money, just sending snail mail. And we, of course, we're cheated out of all that joy because we're spoiled. We have PayPal. I can pay anybody anywhere in the world with PayPal, and it can be auto-converted to the monetary system. So if I send something to Randall, it's converted or can be converted to Canadian dollars. So it doesn't matter. Listen, we have a lot more to talk about, and I want to really segue and move quickly in our next segment to this book, Future Humans and the UFOs, Time for New Thinking. And I'm thinking, just looking at the title, we're talking about time travel here, I suspect, and we'll learn more about this book in our next segment. Diane Tessman joining us with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a new scare from the coronavirus in New York. A disease that may be linked to the virus is affecting small children. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo spoke about a mysterious illness that has now taken the lives of 3 children in the state.
Toddler, elementary school children are presenting symptoms similar to Kawasaki disease or toxic shock-like syndrome.
He says it affects children's blood vessels and potentially the heart.
The state health department is studying 73 cases in which children with the syndrome have COVID-19 antibodies or tested positive for the coronavirus. The major U.S. airline trade group, Airlines for America, says it backs the idea of checking the temperatures of passengers and some employees during the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the podcast, The Gold Standard of Paranormal Radio.
Okay, so from the 80s in Ireland, and you're struggling to make a living and process the money from people there, let's move quickly into how the current book came to be, Diane Tessman. Go ahead.
Well, I moved back from Ireland. My daughter and I did, although she had returned earlier to the States, and I stayed in Ireland. So returned, lived in Joshua Tree, California, and I reestablished my spiritual business, channeling, but I call it a shared consciousness. And then that continued. I moved back. I'm not a desert person, so I got 10 acres in Iowa that I could afford, and I bought it, and I started an animal refuge and a cat sanctuary, which I've had now for 23 years. And then about 12, 15 years ago, my shared consciousness and myself wanted to write more scientifically. We still do the spiritual messages, but I started doing science speculation, and I had always, well, in my encounter, the man had said, "We are from your future." And he could have been lying. I don't think he was, but I spent my life exploring, was he lying? Was that the truth? Almost like a quest. I had a very unusual life, didn't plan a wedding and marriage and whatnot, but researched this in various ways, and it was time to apply scientific thinking, logic, and, of course, that doesn't always go with spiritual things that you have to take a leap of logic sometimes to accept, but I managed to balance both of them. I'm still doing the spiritual messages, but after looking into everything from plasma beings to dark matter, biosphere beings, could UFOs come from dark matter? Could we be in a computer simulation, which is one of my leading ideas, or I think that could be. But I realize that I really do think that a great number of UFOs are us from the future. I don't deny that there are thousands of advanced ET races in the galaxy. Some may visit Earth, but I am more convinced that it is our children's children's children who are the occupants in a lot of UFOs. And I think that's been kind of, everybody always says, well, time travel back, it's fantasy, it can't exist. Well, you know, Michio Kaku has recently said, once confined to fantasy and science fiction, it is now simply an engineering problem. And I got to know Jack Sarfati, who is a brilliant physicist. He's a bit irascible. He's not the most popular man in the world, but he is a brilliant physicist. And I interviewed him for the book. And then I also think that most UFO beings are human, are very human, or humanoid. And I don't think if they came from a far, far distant planet that they would be so human or humanoid. And so I got Dr. Mike Masters, who's also written a time travel book. He is a to write on the evolution, the likelihood that this is us having in our next evolutionary step. And that's what his book is about also. And then I got Jacques Vallée, of all people, who is always for my book, Future Humans and the UFOs. And Jacques has always felt that it's something closer to Earth than ETs. So I started, I wanted to write a book. I mentioned it to Tim, but it just didn't fit in right at that time with Tim, and Phil Mantle of Flying Disc Press expressed an interest in it. And so he published, gave the go-ahead, and I wrote the book saying that we need to reconsider. We've too easily felt that it's ETs. We just accept that. And I think it's time for new thinking, to take another look at it.
Okay, so you've got the book, and you were just describing a couple of the reasons that you think it makes sense that they are coming from the future. And in your book, you've got what you call seven logical reasons. So I think we ought to go through those, and we don't have to give out the entire contents of the book. Of course, we want some people to pick it up to look into it deeper, but let's cover those seven reasons. And we've got reason number one, who needs a prime directive? Tell us what that's about.
Well, it seems that ETs from far distant planets would say hello, should have said hello to the people of Earth. Why wouldn't they have? Well, if it's future humans, they have a bigger stake in Earth. And if people found out that it was future humans, it would really upset the power structure, even more than ETs, the disclosure that it's ETs. The intricacies of time travel, I just feel that there is some kind of a directive of non-interference before. I think there's a threshold between those beings who have escaped time, who have discovered time travel, and those beings who have not, who are chained to time, to the march of time. And so there is a huge difference between those who time travel back and current humans. To us, we can't even imagine what it would be if you could travel, if you could manipulate time to the point that you almost aren't even of time at all. It's a huge release from the chains of time, and it must be hard to handle. I mean, it's a crazy thing. That's why I guess people think it has to be fantasy. But I think that as far as the non-interference directive, also people always say the grandfather paradox, that if we came back and killed our grandfather or our father or even ourselves, would we change history? Well, probably not, because there is a Novikov principle that Dr. Sarfati taught me about that says you can't really change. What's going to be will still be. There is a 0% chance that you'll change time because you existed. You exist. It's hard to word, but there are so many intricacies of time travel that I can see more why there would be a non-interference directive with, you can look, I hate to mention it too often, but I love original Star Trek. And you only have to think about their non-interference directive as to why it would be so terribly important.
Right, but with Star Trek, that was, of course, a plot device. We can't interfere, but they do. Every week or every other week, they found a way to interfere. And the question I'd have here, too, which is about UFOs in general, regardless of origins, are dealing with physical beings that come here, even if there is a non-interference, some kind of treaty or some kind of motivation, a policy, whatever it is, an edict. And we can get into this in the next segment. The mere presence of UFOs, possible space beings, once someone sees it, that's interference. Because the big thing, of course, in Star Trek, when they went back through time, it was always couched in, well, if they see us, they'll just think it's another UFO and they won't pay attention. But you know what? The presence of a UFO can change somebody's life. So that is altering time. We've got more to come with Diane Tessman. Regina Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Be the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
So the focus here, of course, is if UFOs are being driven or piloted by time travelers from our future, even if they have a policy not to interfere with the past, that they are here and seen is interference, isn't it, Diane?
It is, and I think that there's probably more rules to traveling back to your ancestors than the income tax code book. I think that they do want to nudge us along. They want us to evolve. They want us to get past this very difficult time. And for all I know, they still have difficult times. I don't pretend to know what their world is like. But whether it's ETs or time travelers, they apparently don't mind being seen. Because what you're saying goes for ETs as well. Okay, they haven't manifested either and said, hi, here we are. We came on down. Neither of them have, neither ETs or time travelers. So I think that they nudge us toward information, toward more enlightenment, toward knowledge. But there are rules that you don't just show up and say, what the man told me, hi, we're from your future. Don't ask me why he said that. Maybe so that one person would write this book, but it hasn't sold to millions of people, so I'm not sure what he was thinking.
Well, maybe. I mean, it could have been maybe not literal. Like, if they're not, like, really proficient in the English language, it might have been a way of saying that they'll be back at some time in the future. They plan on returning. You know, we're from your future could be interpreted that way. If I knew I was going to be back to visit someone, I might say, you know, I'm from your future. Maybe it wasn't literal. It was just, you're going to see him again sometime.
Right. That's kind of a causal loop, I think. The Novikov, it's hard to explain. The future comes back and influences the past. And then the past unfolds into the future. That's the line, the Novikov principle, I think.
Right. Or maybe it has nothing to do with time, but they're just, that being had other places to go and it was going to take them a long time, but that they were going to come back in the future again.
Right. But I find it more logical that he was a time traveler than that he was an E.T. I would love to meet an E.T. I'm not scared of him or biased against him or anything. I just find so many logical reasons, almost like an investigating forensic profiling that points more to us than it does to very bizarre, unusual, can we even imagine what life would create itself as on another world?
Well, this gets into a little bit when you were mentioning evolution and what other kinds of life there would be. This is your reason number two. Who needs human DNA?
Right, because humans have more in common with an earthworm's DNA than we probably would an ET's DNA, assuming they have DNA. They'd have to have some structure of life. ET DNA would probably be something totally different than our structure of life. So the abductions where tissue, I had a membrane taken in my mouth, was removed during my encounter. And why did they do that? Well, I have two theories on it. But at any rate, I can see why they might need our DNA. Perhaps there was a nuclear war and the human genome is damaged. Perhaps we've buried so much nuclear waste that we've contaminated Earth, or that we've contaminated it for our children's children with, for instance, nuclear plants that as rivers or oceans rise, we've got nuclear plants right on the water in most cases. And so as the climate changes and there's all sorts of threats that could contaminate Earth. There's less fresh drinking water than there used to be. It's only 3% fresh water on Earth anyway. And now the glaciers and the ice melt have mingled with salt water. So, you know, what we're doing to our, not just our, we love our grandchildren, but what about our great-great-grandchildren? What kind of Earth did we leave them? And I don't aim to preach, but I just think that's a very logical line of thought.
It's important to preserve the environment. It's important to stop testing nuclear bombs, and it's apparently not hardly being done anymore, except maybe North Korea, even if certain people think they never do it. But we have right now a pandemic. Hundreds of thousands of people around the world have died. Millions of people have been affected. E.T. time travelers have done zilcho to help us deal with this. So until we get a vaccine or medication that is more consistent than the stuff we're experimenting with, more people will die. As we speak, in the U.S., it's over 70,000 people. Over 1 1/3 million people infected as of the 7th of May, 2020. In the United States, it's the worst of anywhere in the world, by the way, regardless of population. The point being here is we have something like this, a pandemic. It's more than the Vietnam War, the Afghanistan War, and the Iraqi War combined, and 9/11, too. What are they doing to stop this? If they're time travelers, they know this happened already. It's part of their history. What are they doing about it?
It's part of their history. So, why didn't they stop the war? Why didn't they kill Hitler, ETs, or time travelers before he did what he did? I suppose we have a timeline that unfolds as it unfolds. That's the Novikov idea again, that you can't really go back and change it. There's also the argument that you don't know what they're doing. I mean, they seem to be coming up with vaccines fairly quicker than they first said, but I wouldn't go and say that, oh, future humans are giving vaccines to, no, I'm not. That's just a thought that we don't know what's being done to help. You can't know what you don't know. It just seems like nothing is being, done by ETs or T. But I think it has to unfold as it unfolds. You can't go back. It's hard to word on time travel stuff.
Well, it is. Time travel is a really difficult concept to wrap your head around. You know, right. getting back to, you know, Star Trek, I think it was on Voyager, Janeway said, you know, don't expect me to wrap my head around temporal mechanics, something along those lines. It is possible to come up with some reasoning on it, but I was going to want to wait to sort of get into this sort of theoretical, you know, why this, why that, and how come, and sort of the logical reasoning about it until a little bit later, after we've dealt with the basic principles in your book, because you were just talking about that one of the common themes that is relayed to us when we have people like who are in contactees or even people who have channeled other alien entities, they say, we're messing up the environment and we've got to stop it. So this is a very common theme.
It's the idea that the child needs to learn to tie his own shoes, that you can't go back and make the past smooth any more than you can make it smooth for a child that you gave birth to. You just can't live someone's life for them, and we're at this particular moment. I will give an example just quickly. I mentioned they took a tissue sample from me. The membrane between my upper gum, and, oh, my cat is sneezing. If you hear a sneeze, it's Brody the cat. The membrane between my gum and my upper lip is just gone. And I didn't, when I was 9 years old, I was playing with makeup, began playing with makeup, and I noticed a slight scar on the outside, the line of symmetry where your lip folds.
Let's find out about that strange little injury or whatever it was with Diane Tessman as we go back through time with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.